And gradually, you know, as these things do move into a more of a campus-wide identity. And so we began with making sure, you know, this, you know, our first issue was making sure that we had enough space to do to deal with sort of a ramped up expectations of students relative to wellness and probably fitness at that time or sports at that time. And then took the opportunity on behalf of the campus and working with the campus to expand that into a more global vision, at least on campus, into the wellness theme that really, and I think the showcase shows off, really show moves it from being a campus recreation facility to being at a university or campus facility and increases the overall collaboration and partnership we have. So we do a lot of partnering with students on programs, but we do an extended amount of partnering with other units on campus and either other people in the community. So we have everything you'd want out of a fitness center and then more, and the more really is this sort of diverse space that lets us support a lot of other programs on campus.
You know, most people that are listening, farmers and others that won't be on campus, some of them might be familiar with the old MP building, which has now been renamed in our ARC and
right.
rebuilt, and but others won't. So tell them where it is.
Well, it's just north of the stadium. That's always a great identifier for if you, because a lot of people know where the stadium is.
Right.
And so right next door to the north, it's actually on the front of it's on Peabody Drive. But if you get to the corner of Peabody and First, I don't think you can miss it. Or if you get to the corner of 4th and Peabody,
right.
you can't miss it either. And so, but it's the old building, renovated and expanded. We've added almost 100,000 square feet to it, and it's really a contemporary facility now, and I think it's reflective of an overall new approach on campus as relative to wellness and to, to that broad title and what it, and everything it takes in, not only from the physical side, but the social side, the emotional side, and the rest.
Brenda, from 2 to 7, the building will be
That's
open
correct.
This Thursday. What's
Free
the help?
To the public.
Yeah, what will they find when they go?
Well, there's going to be things for people of all ages. We have a lot of activities that are geared towards families and children. We have a Sesame Street character that WLL has sponsored, a honker who's there to, I'm not sure what a honker it is, but apparently anyone with children is very excited about it. There's a lot of other activities that will be available. We do have some things that are special for people in the more mature population as well. Clark Lindsay Village is doing, as an example, some cooking on a hot plate. So that might also appeal to students, although I think they're making crab cakes, and I don't know many students who are that savvy yet with the crock pot.
Well, and so
hot plate.
It's all about the sort of a holistic view of wellness mm-hmm. and what that is and what it means. And Brenda, maybe you could define that.
I mean, just to kind of tie in with the whole agricultural Tony's coworker Jane Jalouse, one of the other co-chairs of this event, and I were just talking about, for us, in a kind of more micro-agriculture way, gardening for us serves a lot of different purposes. It's a very physical activity, but it also has a real spiritual component. We both remark that we're nicer people once we've come back in and spent a few hours digging in the dirt.
That's true. I suppose that is true. So this building will be open from 2 to 7 on Thursday of this week. Tony, how many do you expect, do you think?
But I think, I don't know. Brenda will probably tell you, but, you know, we're prepared to host several thousand. You know, that's sort of our expectation. We think it's a wonderful event. We think it's got great campus and community support. And I don't know if Brenda provided for you sort of the list of groups that will exhibit there, but
it's a huge group.
It's a huge
I've got
list.
It.
Yeah, and I think the list itself gives you a picture of sort of the broad global view of wellness, and that, as Brenda said, you know, things that that, you know, it's less about what you do and more about how you feel after you do something. And that's what we're trying to promote here. And actually point out to people that it's not simply about one alternative way you can do it, but a whole series of different things you can take on.
The exhibitors page is a couple of columns and 9 points and two pages long.
Yeah,
so there,
right.
It's a huge number.
Need your reading glasses.
Right.
You need your reading
right.
glasses. But
yeah.
It's a long page. Looks like there's going to be some cooking demos that'll be happening. Feeding Healthy Families demo. Do you know anything about that?
Yes, we do.
Oh, what is it?
Just talking about how to, I mean, I think all of us have experienced the end of the workday trying to get dinner on the table and just giving people some tips about how to not just, not only to put dinner on the table, but make sure it's healthy and nourishing.
Oh, I see something here, Tony. Maybe you can tell me. A Nordic walking presentation. Is that Nordic track? Do you know?
It's similar to that. You know, we used to do that on the track, and now we have some other, actually, which gives you a little broader appeal. So it's that same similar kind of motion, but it has, they demonstrate ways that you can sort of do it outside, you know, instead of just being on a Nordic machine.
You know, there's been a lot of building on campus, a whole lot of buildings, and maybe we probably ought to bring in one other building, which is, I believe, where you're housed at this point. It's
yes.
The Doris Christopher Kelly building, which is not very old. It's a brand new building on campus, too.
Another beautiful, much smaller in size. I think it could fit in your office. Is that right, Tony? I've seen your office.
I don't say that.
No, I'm kidding you. Doris Kelly Christopher is the founder of the Pampered Chef, and she donated money to build the building, which houses now the Family Resiliency Center, which is something that grew out of another donation that she was generous enough to give the Pampered Chef Family Resiliency Program. So that is now housed in part of the Family Resiliency Center.
Oh, interesting. So, well, tell me about her involvement with the university, with the college, and why it is that she would give money to this institution.
What? It's really, she's wonderful to hear when she talks about. She obviously is passionate and loves the University of Illinois and very much has fond memories of being a student here. And I think it was also the fact that she founded the Pampered Chef so that she could stay home and help raise her children and then hopefully give others the chance to provide an income for their family while they could provide some flexibility to stay at home. So obviously families are a passion of hers, and she wanted to give back as best she could, and she certainly has. We're very appreciative.
Well, what does the Family Resiliency Center do?
Well, we do research and outreach. We have a new director, Dr. Barbara Fies, and we encourage folks to come to our Pampered Chef lecture that will be October 30th. She will be our featured lecture series speaker, and you can hear more about her work. She talks about how family rituals and routines help provide positive health outcomes for children.
And you've got, I heard, and I don't know what this is, a really interesting room in the building there. I think it's an observation of some kind of room.
We do. We believe it's the only one in the country of its kind. It's a research home. It's built as a middle-class dining room, kitchen, and little living area, and it's all set up with cameras and microphones so that research can happen in a more home-like environment rather than the typical sterile lab environment.
And what do you learn out of those sorts of things then as you watch people interact with their environment?
It depends on what the research is looking at. We'll be doing some research around family mealtimes and people's impressions about family mealtimes, kind of positives and negatives and strategies they've used. I know that there's some physicians that are coming in to look at some health messaging around eating for people with chronic illness. So it just depends on, we have some powerful analytics software that ties in with the computer. So researchers can do a number of things with the data they collect.
Tony, tell me about the ARC and how it was funded.
Well, it's funded through student fees. You know, this whole project began in really 2001. The ARC is the last phase of a overall program package that includes our building on the other side of campus, Searcy, which opened up about 3 years ago. And this is actually considered a distributed system, which means the whole program statement is spread over two buildings. So parts of the program we respond to it at Searcy and part of it over here. So this is the final stage, and overall it was about $80 million to do both buildings. And surprisingly, this may not be a surprise to you, but it's been somewhat of a surprise to me, is that...
5 seconds, Tony.
Okay. Well, it's a great building.
All right. Thanks much. Tony Clements is with us this afternoon here on the Harvest Hour of the Closing Market Report.
Programming on AM 580 is made possible in part by a grant from the Thrifty Nichols American Classifieds, distributed each Thursday in over 100 towns in East Central Illinois, on the web at tnol.com. Today's broadcast is made possible by The Great Impasta, a restaurant serving foods from northern Italy. The Great Impasta offers a private dining room for parties, meetings, and other events. The Great Impasta, 114 West Church in Champaign. The staff at The Great Impasta encourage you to join them in supporting WILL.
Here's what the two-state weather forecast looks like from our own chief meteorologist, Ed Keiser. He says northern and west central Illinois should be partly to mostly cloudy tonight, with a few showers in the far northwestern part of Illinois by daybreak. Elsewhere, clear to partly cloudy, lows will range this evening from 52 in some eastern and southern locations to 62 in Chicago. Tomorrow, in northern and west central parts of Illinois, mostly cloudy, scattered showers. Elsewhere, partly to mostly sunny, highs will range from 77 in northwestern Illinois to 87 in the south.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Warden Martin Subaru in Savoy. At Subaru's assembly plant in Lafayette, Indiana, a zero landfill status is designed to save cost and our future environment. It is part of what makes a Subaru a Subaru. Information online at wardenmartin.com or 352-8910.
Let's take a little bit of a look at some of the extended forecast from Ed Keiser. He says temps should remain a bit above average, with highs in the upper 70s and 80s and lows in the 50s and the 60s through Saturday of this week. A tropical system will likely move up the East Coast heading into the weekend. That may throw some rain as far westward as portions of Indiana on Sunday. You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is the Harvest Hour edition. Tony Clements and Brenda Kester are with us this afternoon to talk a little bit about the Health and Wellness Showcase that's coming up this Thursday from 2 o'clock to 7 p.m. right here on the Urbana-Champaign campus. Thanks for staying with us this afternoon, the two of you. Tony, as we left you, you started to tell us about this distributed system across the campus. Just two buildings, is that right? Oh, I think Tony left us this afternoon. Yep, that's all right. I thought maybe he did. It kind of sounded like I said goodbye to him earlier, so that's all right. But we still have in studio with us Brenda Kester to talk about this Health and Wellness Showcase. So once people arrive, where do you think they ought to head in the building? What's fun to see? Did I see that there was a rock climbing wall, I think?
There's somewhere? A rock climbing wall. There'll be, try it out through the whole. The whole showcase will be available. There'll be demonstrations. When you first come in, there'll be people in lime green shirts, and they're the ones that can direct you to all the different aspects of the showcase and where those are. They're going to be concentrated in an area that you can see just as you come in. So you'll be able to look over and see all the fun and activity. And one of the things that we've stressed with our exhibitors is, rather than just having booths that you walk by and pick up information, that we've encouraged them to have interactive elements and to really engage people in an educational way about what the aspect of wellness that they have available. So there's some really exciting and innovative things. One of our exhibitors to demonstrate how to best balance work and family is incorporating some juggling lessons. So not only can you learn about how to juggle your home and life world, you can also learn how to juggle those three little balls that I've never mastered.
Indeed. So we talked a little bit about the arc, the track and Nordic track with Tony, and we talked some about the climbing wall. The instructional kitchen is there. It'll be busy just about every half hour with something different, healthy college cooking for the kids here on campus, feeding healthy families, a frugal food demo. Do you know anything about that one and maybe the quick snacks?
Well, I think you'd have to be living under a rock to realize that, or not to not realize that some grocery prices have risen. And I think a lot of families are looking at ways, and individuals are looking at ways that they can produce meals in a more economical fashion.
And then as we wrap up this program this afternoon, can you tell me how it is that the Family Resiliency Center fits into the goals of the College of ACES, the Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences, what it is that your side, because we're talking to producers, what it is that your side of the research, outreach, and education values that belong to the College of ACES is, and how it is that you work into the broader scheme.
Well, I think one of the most important things is families are certainly a big part of farm life, and that's what we look at. We also are spending a lot of time talking about food. There's been an increase in kind of what we're looking at of the tie between food and obesity and health outcomes and families, and that's one of the things that the Family Resiliency Center has been focusing on, and it's certainly a hot topic.
Well, what kinds of research do you do in the building? What kind of research in particular do you do?
I am not a researcher. I am a coordinator.
So you coordinate everything?
I coordinate, yeah. I remember when my children were small, they always wanted to know what that was. I think one of the most exciting research teams that we have right now, it's called Strong Kids, and it's looking at obesity in multiple different levels, from the cellular up to the community level. So it's looking at preschool age children in daycare settings and what contributes to obesity. So it's a really exciting project. It's still in its infancy stage, and it'll be great to see what happens with it.
So they're looking at the activity of the kids, what kinds of foods they're eating, what the home environment and what the daycare environment is like?
Absolutely. And then most importantly, there's going to be some media tie-in, kind of measuring their media consumption, their exposure, and what types of things they're being exposed to.
Yeah, how many times they see the commercial for the sugar
cereals
and those sorts of things, and whether they convince mom and dad to buy them along the way.
Well, and I think one of the things that we're becoming more aware of is fresh produce, are healthy food choices available to everyone in the community in which they live? So that's another aspect. That's the community level, is mapping what the different stores in the neighborhoods in which the children live, what do they have to offer.
Now, how do you do that? How do you get that kind of local?
Thankfully,
look?
I don't do that. We do have one of the researchers.
I've got a way to do it. But I wonder how you do
it. Yeah, one of the researchers on our team is an expert in this, Professor Grigsby, and she'll be taking a look at that, and has done this in some urban settings. So I wish I knew more specifics about how she actually does it, but it's fascinating.
Will you be over at the ARC on Thursday of this week?
I will be there all day.
All day.
And I look forward to having many of your listeners come and join us.
So you're looking forward? You'll have students in, and hopefully there'll be a lot of listeners that come in, and a lot of community participation. This is sponsored by a whole group of folks, including WILL, and I think a couple of other radio stations along the way. Do you have a list of
folks
that are sponsoring?
We do. It is the Campus Recreation, the Family Resiliency Center, the Department of Tourism, Sports.